This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Number three, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Next month would normally be SHOT Show, and a lot of us would be convening in Las Vegas and going out and shooting guns in the desert of Las Vegas and all this other stuff. And for us, this provides a lot of media opportunities, and we don't have that this coming year. And for some of us, we've had to get sort of, let's say creative. One particular guy that I follow is something called Blackbriar Media. But then I noticed that Blackbriar Media this year also sort of went another way, and they started, I don't know how long it's been along, but I just noticed, a while back, Blackbriar Daily. And this is a combination of what the cool kids like, and this is what you guys are talking about on a daily basis too. So joining me once again, because he has joined me once before, is the mind behind Blackbriar Media / Daily, and that is Kevin Brazel. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. Still, thanks for having me on again.
One of these things that I saw. And I have no experience with them, but at the same time, it's a lot of people in the gun industry. When they develop a really good product, and we got to be nice about this. We can't say certain, we can't say bad words on the radio and everything. Is it fair to say that they become difficult?
Well, I think, first things first, there's a lot of innovation going on in the firearms industry. There's a lot of innovation. I mean, if you, I have a tech background, and I'm deeply researched in different technologies, which are, kind of culminating in an event that's going to be happening over about the next 20 years, of 3D printing technologies and automation and, robotics and self-driving everything. We're at a point right now where we are innovating at a rate where we haven't really since about the 1900s, and I'm talking like 1905 or so, Tesla and GE going back and forth. And I guess all of that to say, there's a lot of ego that goes into building products and getting there first, and ideas and patents. There always has been for a lot of time. So certainly I think that just kind of comes with the territory.
By the same token, I was very amused at your Q meme that you put up though, because I have no dealings with them. I know nothing about them, but the one with Tom Hanks,
sure.
Is that in fact the way it is?
Certainly. Without going too far down this rabbit hole, something that's really core to Blackbriar, core to who I am as a person is, treating people fairly and treating people respectfully. And I think that there certainly are some egos and some personalities in the industry who don't do that. And I'm critical, when the time comes to be critical. And I feel like I'm fair when the time comes to be fair.
Well, the thing I like about this is that I had watched some of your other work that you've done, and Kevin can take a picture of a gun that a blind man would see. It's just that good. He can take a picture of a gun. It comes to you from a perspective and a viewpoint that you haven't seen before. And You know, that's part and parcel what it does. And when you started doing some of this other stuff and started showing some of these other things, that sort of revealed to me a little more depth, because you've been looking at, I mean, this 2020 has been a tumultuous year for us to be, as gun owners, sitting back and observing from the outside.
Yes, certainly. And I think, you know, for creators out there, we've had to get really scrappy through this period because, you know, everything's different. And so if you're going to go out and create, those relationships, the, you know,
did we lose?
On its head this year. And you know, 2020 is a pivot year for a lot of stuff, but that's what it is. It's not, you know, Armageddon. This will pivot the way that we operate as a society, as a company. Industries are pivoting, and those that pivot correctly and those that don't will not. And so I've pivoted. A lot of creators have pivoted, and seeing the results of that in, you know, who's winning on social media. You'll also see a lot of pivot away from some of the kind of traditional social media companies because there's so much pressure. And I think finally, you know, with Parler app and there are others out there, finally there are alternatives, which is a natural market reaction when stuff like this happens. Finally, there are like legitimate competitors that are emerging. I'm pretty excited about that. I think the next 10 years is going to be significantly different than the last 10 years. And I think you've seen that as well, Bill.
Well, I mean, what I'm seeing, I mean, the indicators are with you. I mean, for the longest time, I don't know how long Blackbriar Daily has been in play, but I mean, I noticed you for your relationships and the things you were doing because you typically hang out with what I would refer to as the recoil crowd, which is the gear, tactical sort of, not really political. It's all about shooting and new stuff and innovation and all these other things. And I've tried to reach out to places like Recoil Magazine and offer them to do things. And for a while, now that may have changed, I don't know. But for the longest time, a lot of them just want to sort of, you know, I don't want to go that way. I don't want to be political. And yet here I see some of the stuff that you're doing and some of the things you're calling attention to. And does this mean that some of the, for lack of a better word, is the Recoil crowd beginning to understand that there's more to this than just that really cool bump helmet with that funky thing on the front to where they can see in the dark?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're touching on something that's really important. I think that the average gun owner is becoming significantly more politically active and awake. I'm sure a lot of your listeners and probably you too, Bill, have had friends who reach out to you in kind of the March, April, May timeframe earlier this year to say, hey, I need to buy a gun. It's my first gun. Can you help me? You know, and I think that the more, and that's amazing. I want to be super clear, you know, that it's great that we have a lot of new interest in gun ownership in the U.S. The Second Amendment, you know, the 2A community or the Second Amendment community has never been stronger. But I think there has also never been as many people who are paying attention as there are right now. And so, So your question was, you know, is the Recoil crowd becoming more involved? I think they are. I think the average gun owner is a lot more attentive than they have been through the 90s, the 2000s, and, you know, even the 2010s.
Right. That's good. That's outstanding, simply because I've told many of them before where they'll be like, well, you know, we're not really interested in politics, and I'll simply say, well, rest assured, politics is really interested in you. So I see some of the stuff that you're doing sort of leading them to that eye-opening moment. To catch what Kevin does, would it be Instagram? Is that the best way to find you?
Yeah, Instagram at Blackbriar Media, or you can check out my website, blackbriar.media. And I'd love to show off all of my content.
Yeah, go check out his content. It is mind-altering what he can do with a camera. We'll be right back. More from Kevin when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Kevin Brazel. He is the creative mind behind Blackbriar Media. And this is, you know, I like the gear thing. I like to go look at the gear thing because I swim in the politics on a daily basis. But what I noticed here with Kevin is that he has started swimming in the politics, too. How widespread is this? I mean, is Ian Harrison doing any sort of columns in Recoil magazine about politics now? I mean, has it gotten to that point yet?
I'd be lying if I was up to date on every article in Recoil right now. But, you know, the reason that a lot of businesses don't, try very hard not to get political is that, you know, there are Republicans and Democrats and liberals and conservatives and people of every, you know, kind who buy products. And, but when you're talking about firearms, you know, it's pretty difficult to extricate yourself from that. I know that, you know, my feed, which is relatively neutral across, you know, the kind of weapons segment, has gotten a lot more political. And, you know, the environment has just heated up generally. And so I think you can't escape it at this point. And if you're not in the fight, if you're not paying attention, if you're not mad, you're not paying attention. So, yeah, I think it's going to just accelerate until we kind of figure out where we end up, hopefully at the end of this next term.
Now, one thing that, because of where I live, I don't get to partake of some of the stuff that you get to partake out there in Utah. And, you know, you're out there where STI or Staccato is. You're out there where Terran Tactical is. You're out there where a lot of the players that shape and mold things put together things. A lot of people out west. I get it. What about the rank and file young gun owners that are attracted to that segment of the gun industry, the cool stuff? Are they becoming aware? Are they opening their eyes?
Yeah, certainly. Certainly. I think any gun owner right now, right, whether they're, you know, pushed solely because they want to protect their family, or whether they're, you know, driven by scarcity or perceived scarcity of, you know, the current ammunition environment or whatever. They're going to be a part of it, and they're going to see it. Yeah, I think more than anything, right, what's really accelerating right now is, you know, innovation in kind of that Recoil crowd that you were talking about. More guys are getting into night vision. You know, they want to do the NOD thing. They want to have body armor. And there's been, you know, proposed legislation, and there are state-based legislation around body armor. There's a ton of innovation, even beyond firearms, in sort of the self-defense realm, which there's just incredible innovation around right now. So all of that gets looped into this larger conversation around the Second Amendment, around states' rights, and just, you know, around freedom, you know, being greater than safety, being more important than safety is the way that I frame the conversation, that freedom is better than safety.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, safety is temporary. Freedom is temporary, too, but, I mean, once you get there, it's a lot easier to keep it. I think the problem is that some of us, and I'll be... How old are you, Kevin? I don't know how old you are.
Yeah, coming up on 38.
38 years old, my goodness. Well, my generation, sir, a lot of the problems that we have today with some of the complacency is my fault, is my generation's fault. Sure. We got sort of wrapped up in a bunch of stuff and some other things along the way and just sort of... I don't know, but I'm glad to see your age group coming along because, you know, very shortly, this is going to become one of those things that, is going to be out of my hands. I mean, my time will have come and gone, and it will be up to you and the people behind you, and the thing is, I think your generation is more aware than mine ever has been up to this point. I mean, we may be, aware, but I mean, you guys are faster and you have assimilated quicker than we ever have.
Well, I think we've just, you know, so I'm 37, I'll be 38 here in just a bit, and I'm one of the oldest years of the millennial, right? So I'm a millennial. And that's kind of weird, kind of strange to hear. But I think the millennials get a rap, and certainly some of that is founded, certainly some is not, of being spoiled. There's a little bit of a stereotype there. Not a little bit. I think everyone will understand that. But I grew up, with a PC in my home, right? I built a PC when I was a teenager. That is just different. Than previous generations. And I have a son who just turned 13, and, he built his first PC years ago with me, way earlier than I had. And so just the skills of these generations, these new generations, are different than the skills of the past. And so, as we innovate, I've talked a lot about innovation. As we innovate, we communicate differently. Information flows more freely. Gone are the days of the encyclopedia, and here are the days of free information online. You can absorb a lot more of that, but there are also, ill understood dangers, and probably will be ill understood for quite a while. I think we're accelerating. I think that, new generations are in this to win this, and there are new. There is renewed interest, what I want to say, in the defense in the 2A community. I think that's a really good thing.
I'm wondering how many, I don't have time to muse out loud about that, simply because we're coming up on the break. And when we get back, we will muse about that out loud. Now, you can go to blackbriarmedia.com. You can go check them out on Instagram. As far as Blackbriar Media or Blackbriar Daily, and check out what he's got out there, because this is cutting edge, the latest of everything. I mean, I wish I had access to what he has access to. That's how good it is. And, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump has delivered on his pledge to develop a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine in record time. During her White House press briefing on Tuesday, McEnany was asked if everyone should get the vaccine.
Absolutely. Look, these are vaccines that he oversaw the development of. He has great confidence in. He wants to see all Americans get this vaccine. He wants to see the most vulnerable among us get it first.
President-elect Joe Biden campaigning in Atlanta, Georgia, holding one of his patented drive-up rallies in Atlanta. Biden saying he needs two more Democrats in the Senate.
I need two senators from this state. I want to get something done. Not two senators who are just going to get in the way. Because, look, getting nothing done just hurts Georgia.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Senator Bernie Sanders says lawmakers should stay in Washington, D.C. until new stimulus checks are approved. Sanders telling the political website Politico the bipartisan relief bill doesn't include payments to working families and should be rejected. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik on what she wants to see in a stimulus bill.
It is important that we provide additional support for small businesses through the Paycheck Protection Program, as well as support for hospitals. The vaccination distribution effort for Operation Warp Speed needs additional funds.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Electoral College vote helped make his decision to acknowledge Joe Biden as president-elect. The Kentucky Republican talks about moving forward with the new administration.
President Trump is going to be there until January the 20th. We need to continue to work with him. The future will take care of itself.
The Dow gaining 338 points on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we're speaking with Kevin Brazel. He is the creative mind behind Blackbriar Media. How bad is the ammo situation out there with the people that are testing all of this stuff?
Oh, it's bad everywhere. You know, in fact, I'm good friends with a guy by the name of Bryce Berg in Long Range Shooters of Utah. And he did a story, he did a post recently on his Instagram where he was down at an ammo remanufacturer down in St. George, HSL Ammo. And they are offering a $100 discount. Actually, I don't mean to plug this, but they're actually offering discounts for people who will come and provide them boxes of primers because they can't find components.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's everywhere. I mean, I know wholesalers, which just cannot get anything in to sell. I know, you know, people who just want to go out and shoot who can't find a box of ammo around, you know, for a reasonable price to save their lives. It's bad everywhere right now, Bill.
Well, I mean, I have some. And, I'm sort of reluctant to use it.
Sure.
But now, I do know there's some foreign sources out there, but I'm almost certain with this political thing we got going on now, that might get squashed, but we'll see what we see. But,
sure. Hopefully that loosens up.
How does that impact what you do, though? I mean, do they have to test it less and you have fewer opportunities to get good shots and make good video, or how does that work out?
It's a good question. You know, you mentioned at the beginning of the hour that, you know, that the content creators are having to go out and get creative. The way I say it is we've had to get scrappy. You know, we've had to just figure out what works and, you know, use less ammunition. You know, I know competition shooters around Utah here who are just, they're doing a lot more dry firing. You know, they're doing a lot more drills with fewer rounds of ammunition. And when I go out and shoot, I just use less of it. I'm pretty well stocked up. I'm also a reloader. which, you know, is an expensive hobby in itself. And so I've done pretty well. Also, if there are any, you know, distributors around the area, right now, defensive ammunition is just about as cheap or expensive, I suppose, as ball ammunition. And so, I mean, I just picked up some G2s. Those are the Gold Dot Gen 2s, a few cases, and because it was literally cheaper than the 9mm, you know, 115 grain ball ammunition that I could pick up. So, you know, just getting scrappy, getting out there and you know, figuring out what works. And kind of a combination of everything is what I'm doing to really seal the deal on shots right now.
I just, I guess, in a way, like normally at SHOT Show, I go to the Nighthawk party, the Nighthawk Agency Arms party out at the Pro Gun Shop and Pro Gun Range out in Boulder. And I wonder how that would have come off this year if they'd actually been a SHOT Show, because they normally shoot, we normally shoot about probably about 50,000 rounds at that over the course of the evening. Because it's like a mini range day with just certain targeted companies showing out there to show their stuff off. So I guess, I guess, sort of in a way, that it's sort of good, I guess, that they canceled SHOT Show, because it would have definitely been a muted SHOT Show.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think a lot of manufacturers are, you know, they're tightening their belts and they're figuring out how to pivot, how to survive, you know, how to streamline operations as well. And so I think you would have had a lot less attendance, fewer attendees and presenters as well. As a result of that, I mean, we're in a pandemic year.
Yeah, well, I mean, I caught COVID there. Or I caught COVID on the way or on the way back. But I think I did as well, Bill. Yeah, so I mean that's all kinds of fun too. But as you go forward now, are you going to have to continue to get scrappy and diversify and do some other stuff? And because I know there's products coming out, I don't know how, like with Staccato. I mean, I'm sure 2021 is going to look a little different, because 2020 looks completely different from 2019 to me. With Staccato, and with and I'm sure 2021 there will be some changes there too, and they're changing a lot of their stuff as they go along. Everybody seems to be evolving, despite all of the shortcomings that come up, like less ammo. Are you seeing guns come back into the supply chain a little more readily now compared to ammunition?
It's still pretty suppressed, but sure. I mean, you know, being in Utah, if I could just talk about Utah, I could probably do a whole segment on it, but it is gun mecca in terms of, you know, companies and manufacturers, and the community here is just phenomenal. I shoot down at Ready Gunner pretty frequently, and they just picked up some of the, the Virtus, the SIG Virtuses came in. They had, I think, five of them land, and they were gone within a half an hour. I'm pretty quick about that stuff, but I couldn't even get over there quick enough to pick them up. And, you know, that's one small example of a pretty popular, you know, rifle. And so it's probably no surprise that those were gone immediately. But that's pretty extreme when you have rifles that don't last even 15 or 20 minutes on the floor in the gun shop.
Yeah.
So, but really, the tough one right now, primers. Kind of become the bottleneck of the ammunition kind of industry.
Now, is that because when everybody shut down the rare earth companies, because that's all about rare earth stuff, right?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't actually know the answer to that, but it always seems like there's something. You know, every one of these. Think about the pandemic. You know, when it hit in, we started talking about it, what, January, February, really got serious in March and April, and everyone went out and hoarded toilet paper. Now, did they need to? No, but it was the hot thing to do, right? It was top of mind. It was every headline was something to do with toilet paper. And so what do people do? They naturally go out and do that. And I think that's what happened with primers as well. ammunition was flying off of the shelf, and I think everyone went out and, you know, not only in the retail, but also in the commercial side, went out and just grabbed as much as they could. And so hopefully we see some of the rewards of that in terms of ammunition hitting the shelves here pretty soon.
So I'm supposing that, especially now with Tesla, I'm sure there's plenty of bullets out there because we use the recycled lead out of batteries to make bullets, and I guess brass is okay, and I guess powder's okay. It's just the primers that are the issue?
Yeah, primers really, and now everything is in super high demand, right? But if you were to pinpoint one thing, it's primers is what I'm hearing. Casings are in, high, but relatively available, demand. Powder is tough, but you can generally get it if you need to. It's really been the primers that that I'm seeing is holding back, the remanufacturers and certainly the hobbyist reloaders, et cetera.
There you go. Well, we are coming up on the next break. You can check what Kevin does on a regular basis by going to blackbriarmedia.com. Go check out his work because, he's looking at the cutting-edge stuff. And when we get back, we're going to pick his brain about what he thinks is the, I want to know what he's looking at. I want to know what he's seeing out there that is tripping his trigger. You can also check him out on Instagram at blackbriar.media or blackbriar.daily. And go take a look. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Kevin Brazel, he is the creative mind behind Blackbriar Media. And in 2020, let's just say I have had not very many things come my way. What are your favorite handguns you're seeing out there that you've gotten to play with out there out west?
Yeah, good question. I'm such a sucker for a 2011 for any of your listeners who might not know what that is. It's a 1911 based firearm. It is not a 1911, but it is based on the 1911 design. It's patented and, it's essentially primarily a 9mm double stack handgun with high capacity or what we would consider standard capacity magazines. I've been shooting a lot of them, photographing them. The sticks are great. The old batteries are favorite. Doing a great job with, innovating, taking 20.
Sort of breaking up on me there.
Great company. I'm really pumped about 11. You're here to see all I can keep going. You're starting to see red.
Hey, Kevin, if you can hear me, you're breaking up on me as you're telling me this stuff. I'm missing all the good info because it's sort of warbling at me right now.
Sure. Hopefully that's a little bit better.
Oh, yeah.
What I was saying, Bill, is that we're seeing red dots on everything. A lot of great 2011s out there. They're all coming with post mounts or places you can put red dots, the RMR, the Delta. You've got the SRO out right now. So, that's really what I'm seeing a lot of. And when I'm looking at trends, I'm seeing a lot of custom Glocks with red dots on them. I'm seeing, appendix carry, pistols of any type with red dots on them. We weren't seeing that a few years ago. So I'm pretty excited. I really like red dots. It's changed the entire shooting experience, the pistol shooting experience for me. And I'm excited to see that become really mainstream. It's really kind of taken off on its own.
2011s are hard to beat. They are hard to beat, without a doubt.
They really are.
It's the best of both worlds. Yep. That's the thing. They finally baked in the reliability to it. What about striker fired pistols? Any striker fires out there that you like?
I had a Ruger striker fire. The name escapes me right now, but I was pretty impressed with it. I'm obviously familiar with the LCP and the LCR. The new Ruger American pistol line that they've come out with is impressive from maybe not from a tactical perspective, but from a performance for price and value perspective. I'm really liking those right now. There are a lot of great companies out there building custom accessories for Glock firearms. I know that's not exactly a new thing, but, you know, Killer Innovations is doing some great stuff. My guys over at Vulcan Machine Works are doing a great job down in Texas doing customizations on both STI, Staccatos.
I do it too.
Yeah. On those and Glock pistols and everything across the board. So there are really some great, you know, custom shops out there taking all of these platforms from striker fired to, you know, hammer fired, 1911s, 2011s, whatever you want, to the next level. I think that's pretty exciting. We're seeing some amazing stuff right now.
Yeah, that would, yeah. What about, now what about, pistol caliber carbines? Do you mess with those any? I've seen some Chris's out there, Chris Vector's, seeing you doing some of that stuff. What do you think of those?
I do, yeah. You know, I really like the Chris Vector. I own one. It's a double stamp gun, and so I've got a dedicated suppressor that I shoot on it, and it's an SBR, and it's Cerakoted up, which is another trend. I've seen a lot of Cerakote, a lot of stippling jobs. So, you know, go and find yourself a local Cerakoter and stippler. They do a great job, and it really takes whatever you have from good to great. But on the Vectors, it is a really cool design. And talking about innovation, I think this is right in the vein of innovation, where we're taking a platform, they've introduced a platform that works in a way that nothing else ever has. And I think that's pretty cool. We've seen that with American Rifle Company, with their Mousing Field, their Nucleus, their Archimedes. You know, we see that with the Chris Vector. We see that with the new Alien pistol that's by Luego, if I'm not mistaken, which is kind of coming out onto the market right now. We're seeing some pretty cool innovation in the space. So, pistol caliber carbines, I like the Vector. I own one. I really like the MCX. It's just a great shooter. You can get a Hyperfire trigger in there. I love my Hyperfire triggers. They are just so fast. And that's what I really like in pistol caliber carbines right now.
What about, now you mentioned the Alien. Now, I didn't even go, this last SHOT Show, I was on Radio Row, so I made it on the floor twice the whole week for 40 minutes.
Not a lot.
So, I mean, I was on Radio Row the whole time. Did you actually get to shoot that? Do you have an impression of that gun? What do you think of it? Because it's...
I'm really ill-prepared to speak about it. I've seen the design. I've watched some reviews and some videos. It looks interesting, and that's what I'll say.
Well, I mean, that's everybody, though. I haven't met any. I haven't taught. Every time I ask that question, I get that answer. I haven't really shot it yet. I'm starting to be prepared to talk to you. Can we move on to something more better, more gooder that I can talk about? What about now? What about ARs?
I think we're going to see it. Just real quick on that Alien pistol, they're just coming into stock, and so there's been a pretty significant supply chain bottleneck on those. I think that's going to clear up here in the next little while. So I think you'll find some people here pretty quick. In terms of ARs, if I can just segue over there, I'm really, really loving the primary weapon system, the PWS Mark 111 Mod 2. They just look phenomenal. They're very light for a piston gun, and they're a long stroke piston upper. And I think I think the design is superior. I think the looks are amazing. If I could buy five of them today, I would.
Yeah. They've been a sponsor of the show before. I like their stuff. The only thing that was the big mystery to me was when they were a sponsor of the show, this is when Agency Arms came out with their limited run of however many ARs they brought out that time, which were essentially primary weapon systems, but they were impingement. And I thought that gun ran like a scalded cat. And, I don't think they ever made another gas impingement rifle. And maybe they shouldn't. I don't know. The the ones they make are pretty doggone good. So I do like primary weapon systems.
Sure.
You were talking about the paint and the Cerakote and everything. It's becoming a world now to where if you just see a gun that's just, you know, blued, you look at it and like, hey man, is that custom?
Sure.
Anyway.
Yeah, I wish we could go back to the days of the old Colt bluing. Speaking of Colt, I was pretty excited to see their new Python come out. I've been really impressed with those. But you're kind of right. Everyone has a Cerakote guy, and Cerakoting is getting pretty popular. And frankly, it looks phenomenal.
Before we run out of time, tell everybody how they can find you.
Yeah. Again, thanks for having me on, Bill. You can find me on Instagram at blackbriar.media, at blackbriar.daily. You can look me up on the web at blackbriar.media or blackbriarmedia.com. We'll bring you to the same spot.
Thank you very much for taking the time to join me. I called Kevin up at last minute, and he was very gracious enough to come on the show and have a little chat. I hadn't had a chance to talk to him in a while. And as for you and me, well, you know, I'm going to be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. I know right now things seem daunting. They have been daunting before. They will be daunting again. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.